नमः ओम विष्णु वंदनाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निविशेषा शून्यवादी भ्रष्टाचारिषतारिणे.
What follows is the Sri Shikshastaka, 8 verses of instruction on the holy name of Krishna by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Translations by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Nishito darpana marjanam bhavamahadavagninivapanam shreyakkaidavachandrikavatadanam vidhyavadhu jivanam Anandam buddhivajanam patipadam purnamitasvadanam savatmasnapadam padam vijayate Shri Krishna sankirtanam.
Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step.
Nam nam kadi bahuda nijasarva shaktis dhatra pita niyamatak smananin kalo etadrishita bhakripa bhagavan namapi durdaiv nidrish mahajanina durahago.
My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity, and therefore you have many names, such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting.
Jinada pisuni chena tado divasahishnuna amanina manandina kirtani yaksada hari. Jinada pisuni chena Toro divasahishnuna amanina manadina kirtani yaksada hari.
One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord.
Nadanang najanang nasundarim kavitang va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmani shwari bhavatan bhakti rahoy tuki dvayi nadanang najanang nasundarim kavitang va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmani shwari bhavatan bhakti rahoy tuki dvayi.
O Lord of the Universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife, or fruitive activities described in flowery language. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service to you.
Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram bhaditam mam vishme bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrisham vichindaya. Ai nanda tanuja kinkadam patitam mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrisham vichindaya.
O my Lord, O Krishna, O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant. But because of my own fruitive acts, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of nescience. Now please be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. Nayanang ladashudaraya vadanangangadadunhaya gira gulakai nichitang vapukada tvanamangahani bhavishyati Nayanang ladashudaraya vadanangangadadunhaya gira gulakai nichitang vapukada tvanamangahani bhavishyati My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? Yugahitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishahitam Shunyahitam jagatsavam govinda vidahe name Yugahitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishahitam Shunyahitam jagatsavam govinda vidahe name My Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment a great millennium. Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I see the entire world as void. Ashlisya vaparadatam vanashumam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva yatatatava vadadhatu lambato matpranamatas untusahivanaparo Ashlisya vaparadatam vanashumam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva Itatata vavadadhatu lambato matrananatas antusahivanaparaho Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet. Let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a debauchee after all and can do whatever he likes, but he is still no one other than the worshipable Lord of my heart. What follows is a selection of verses from the Sri Padyavali, an anthology collected by Srila Rupa Goswami. This chapter is called the Nama Mahatmya, the glorification of the holy name. The verses are by various authors, and the translations are by Sriman Kushakrata Das. Aung haksang hada dakilang sakadudiyade vasakala lokasya tananidhi vatamila jaladhinja yujida ganmangalang hare nama Aung haksang hada dakilang sakadudiyade vasakala lokasya tananidhi vatamila jaladhinja yujida ganmangalang hare nama All glories to the holy name of Lord Hari. Just as the sun rises and immediately dissipates the darkness of the world, so the holy name of Lord Hari, uttered even once, destroys all sins. This verse is by Sri Lakshmi Dar. Chaturnam Vedanam Vidyam Idama Krishna Hadina Chaturbiyan Varnai Sputam Agati Narayana Padam Tadetan Gayanto Vayamanishamatmanam aduna purimo janimo nahadipadito shayikimapi Lord Hari has taken the four syllables Narayana as the essential heart of the four Vedas. For this reason we now constantly chant the holy name of Narayan. In this way we are now purifying ourselves, and we do not know any other better way to please Lord Hari. The author is unknown. Yoga-shyutta-papatti-nirjana-vanan-dhyana-vasandhavita Svarajyam-pratipandini-vayamami-mukta-bhavantu-nrija Asmakam turkadamba kundakuhada pronhila dindivara Shri Nishyamala dhamanhama jishatam janmastu lakshavadi. Let the twice born enter the fearless kingdom of yoga, Vedic study and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we shall spend hundreds of thousands of births chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments appear like a host of blue lotus flowers blooming within a grove of yellow flower-bearing kadamba trees. This verse is by Sri Ishwarapuri.
Kalyananam hidhanam kalimalamatanam bhavanam bhavananam Bhatiyum yanmumuksho sapadipadapada praptiye prochananam Vishramastanam ekam kavivadabachasam jivanam sanjananam Bijam dharmandrumasya bhavavatu bhavatam bhutaye krishna namo.
The holy name of Lord Krishna is a reservoir of all transcendental happiness. It destroys the sins of the Kali Yuga. It is the most purifying of all purifying things. It is the saintly person's lunch as he traverses the path to the spiritual world. It is the pleasure garden where the voices of the greatest saints, philosophers, and poets play. It is the life of the righteous and the seed of the tree of religion. May that holy name of Lord Krishna bring transcendental auspiciousness to all of you. The author is unknown.
Vipanti duditani moha mahimasam moha malambati Satankam nakaknandakim kaliyati shi chitta gupta kriti Sanandam madhaparkasam vadivadho vedhakaruk yudhyamam Vaktam namita vishada milashite bhumakyaman yatparam.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead, when someone desires to chant your holy name, sins tremble in fear, the glory of material illusion faints unconscious. Yamaraj's scribe Chitragupta becomes happy and gazes at the chanter's toenails with awe and reverence, and Lord Brahma prepares Madhuparka to worship him. O Lord, what more can we say than this? Author unknown.
Kakpareta nagadi porandaga kopaveda tadadiya kinkada Krishna nama jagadeka mangalam kantapita mudadika rotichi Kakpareta nagadi porandaga kopaveda tadadiya kinkada Krishna nama jagadeka mangalam kantapita mudadika rotichi.
Lord Krishna's holy name is the only auspiciousness in this world. If one places it on his neck, then what is Yamaraj, the king of the other world, to him? What are Yamaraj's servants to him? Sri Anandacharya wrote this verse.
Brahmandanam koti sangyadikanam aisharam yachetana vayadamso abhibhutam tanmoh krishna namo dhanne sadhyam sadhanam jivanam cha.
If the opulence or knowledge of many millions of universes were clustered together, they would hardly equal a small fragment of the glory of Lord Krishna's holy name. Lord Krishna's holy name is my life. It is the goal of my life. It is the means I shall employ to attain the goal of my life. Author unknown.
Vishnu namaiva pungsa samalama padaha punyamutpadayaccha Brahmadistana bhogad vidite matapuro shi padadhandra bhaktim dhatta jnanam cha vishno iha murta chichi randi bijam cha dagnha sampurnananda bodhi mahati cha pudusham tapayit vane vrittam.
The holy name of Lord Vishnu removes sin and establishes piety. It makes one disinterested in the attempt to gain an exalted post like that of Lord Brahma. It grants devotion for the lotus feet of the spiritual master. It brings transcendental knowledge of Lord Vishnu, and it burns the seed of repeated birth and death so it can no longer sprout. It places the saintly devotee in complete awareness of perfect transcendental bliss. This verse was written by Srila Vyasadeva.
Namachindamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnakshuddho Nityamukto Abhanatvan Namanamino. Namachintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnakshuddho Nityamukto Abhanatvan Namanamino.
The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya or illusion. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Verse by Srila Vyasadeva, translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Madana madana metan mangalam mangalanam sakandandigamavalli satpalam chitswarupam Sakadapiparigitam Shadhayahilayava Bhagavadanana Matram Dhariyat Krishna Namo Madhada Madhadaitan Mangalam Mangalanam Sakandagamavalli Sapalam Chitswarupam Sakadapiparigitam Shadhayahilayava Bhagavadanana Matram Dhariyat Krishna Namo.
The name of Lord Krishna is the sweetest of all sweet things, the most auspicious of auspicious things, the transcendental fruit of the creeper of all Vedic literature. The transcendental name of Lord Krishna, chanted even once, either with faith or contempt, O best of the Bhrigus, delivers the chanter. Written by Srila Vyasadeva.
Svargatiya vivasatriya sodina yapyeva lokan moksha peksha janayati janam kevalam klesha bhajam yoga myasak padma vidasas dhadrishai kim prayasai sarvam tyaktva mamaturasana krishna krishna tirautu.
The attempt to attain the heavenly Svarga planets impoverishes this entire world. The desire to attain impersonal liberation brings only trouble. The regimen of yoga is dry and tasteless. What is the use of endeavors like these? I shall abandon them all and simply make my tongue chant Krishna, Krishna. The author is unknown.
Sada sarvatrasti nama vimalamadhyam tapapadam tatapekam stokam nahibhavatado patamabhinat chanam jiva krashtam tavatu bhagavan namanikalam samulam samsaram kashtikatatat sevimanayo.
O Lord, is your impersonal spiritual effulgence not always present everywhere? Even so, it has not been able to break even a single small leaf from the tree of repeated birth and death. On the other hand, O Lord, the very moment your holy name is taken by the tongue, it immediately and very thoroughly shatters the tree of birth and death down to its roots. Of these two, the spiritual effulgence and the holy name, which should you serve? Author unknown.
Ah, Krishti kuta chetasam sumanasam uchatanam chambhasam achandalam amukha loka sulabho vashyascha mukti shriya no diksham nacha satkriyam nacha parashchayam managikshati mantohum masanaspageva palati shri krishna namatmako.
The holy name of Lord Krishna is an attractive feature for many saintly liberal people. It is the annihilator of all sinful reactions and is so powerful that save for the dumb who cannot chant it, it is readily available to everyone, including the lowest type of man, the Chandala. The holy name of Krishna is the controller of the opulence of liberation, and it is identical with Krishna. Simply by touching the holy name with one's tongue, immediate effects are produced. Chanting the holy name does not depend on initiation, pious activities, or the Purushcharya regulative principles generally observed before initiation. The holy name does not wait for all these activities. It is self-sufficient. Verse by Sri Lakshmidhara. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Vichayani vichayani vichinchani punak punah kripanasya dhanani va sannamani vabantuno vichayani vichayani vichinchani punak punah kripanasya dhanani va sannamani vabantuno. O Lord, just as a miser continually collects, counts, and remembers his money, in the same way let us continually collect, count, and remember your holy names. This is by Sri Bhavananda. Krishna Nama Mukunda Ramana Vasudeva Jagan Guru Matsakachapa Narasingha Varaha Raghava Pahimam Deva Dhanava Narada Nimuninda Vandadayanadhe Devaki Sutadehi Medhava Pada Bhakti Machanchalam Krishna Rama Mukunda Vamana Vasudeva Jagan Guru Matsakachapa Narasingha Varaha Raghava Pahimam Deva Dhanava Narada Nimuninda Vandadayanadhe Devaki Sutta Dehi Mehitava Pada Bhakti Machanchalam. O Krishna, O Balaram, O Mukunda, O Vamana, O Vasudev, O Master of the Universe, O Matsya, O Kurma, O Nrsingha, O Varaha, O Ramchandra, please protect me. O Lord, who are worshipped by the demigods, demons, and great sages who have Narada as their leader, O Ocean of Mercy, O Son of Devaki, please grant me unwavering devotion to your lotus feet. Author unknown. What follows is the Sri Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction, by Srila Rupa Goswami. Translations by Srila Prabhupada. Vacho vegam manasakroda vegam jingva vegam muraro pasta vegam etan vegan yo visheta dhira savam api mam vitavinsa shishyat. A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals, is qualified to make disciples all over the world. Atyaharakpriyasascha bhajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyangcha sadhi bhakti vinashyati Atyaharakpriyasascha bhajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyangcha sadhi bhakti vinashyati. One's devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in the following six activities. 1. Eating more than necessary, or collecting more funds than required. 2. Over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain. 3. Talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters. 4. Practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them, and not for the sake of spiritual advancement. Or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically. 5. Associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. And 6. Being greedy for mundane achievements. Text 3.
Utsaha nishchaya dharyat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vritte sadhi bhakti prasidhyati Utsaha nishchaya dharyat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vritte sadhi bhakti prasidhyati.
There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. 1. Being enthusiastic. 2. Endeavoring with confidence. 3. Being patient. 4. Acting according to regulative principles such as Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. 5. Abandoning the association of non-devotees. And 6. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service. Text 4.
Dadati padagrinati guhyama kyati pichati mukte bhojayate chaiva sadvidham priti lakshanam. Dadati padagrinati guhyama kyati pichati mukte bhojayate chaiva sadvidham priti lakshanam.
Offering gifts in charity, accepting favorable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasadam and offering prasadam are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. Text 5.
Krishneti yasigiritam manasadrihito dikshasti chet pradhanabhischa bhajandamisham shushushya bhajana vigyamananya manya nindadishunya vidamipsita sangalabhya.
One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
Text 6. Drishtai samavajanitai vapushascha doshai nakprakvatattamiha bhakta janasya pashit gangam vasang nakalo budbudabhena pankar brahmandravattam apagacchati niradharmai.
Being situated in his original Krishna conscious position, a pure devotee does not identify with the body. Such a devotee should not be seen from a materialistic point of view. Indeed, one should overlook a devotee's having a body born in a low family, a body with a bad complexion, a deformed body, or a diseased or infirm body. According to ordinary vision, such imperfections may seem prominent in the body of a pure devotee. But despite such seeming defects, the body of a pure devotee cannot be polluted. It is exactly like the waters of the Ganges, which sometimes, during the rainy season, are full of bubbles, foam, and mud. The Ganges waters do not become polluted. Those who are advanced in spiritual understanding will bathe in the Ganges without considering the condition of the water.
Text 7. Syat Krishna nama chadita disatapya vidnya pitto patapta dasana sanado chikano kinva dadada nuninankalo saiva jushta svadvi kramanda vati tadngana mula hantri.
The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the roots.
Text 8. Tanna madupa charitadi sukhitananu smityo kramena rasanamana siniyoja tishtan vrajeta tanuragi janu gami.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braja, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.